I have a strong feeling that Shelley at this moment is saying, enough talking, let's do something. And yet, Shelley, I'd like to repeat over our last conversation. You just come with some medicine from Europe. Medicine that was going to give us a miracle. After we're starting to work, paralysis is slipping away, a little movement here and there. But I want to speak to you about miracles. Because even though I only knew Shelley, and she can no longer move her body. I saw a child who danced, who sang, who loved. Because all it took was to look into her eyes and to see that energy, that life, that love, that was Shelley Volk. And I told her a little bit about our tefillot, because we prayed together. And you could see that prayer within her eyes as her soul sang the words that she knew so well. The first time that I prayed with her using the European Ashkenazi pronunciation, she looked at me pretty askance. So I realized, you know, I better do it right. But we prayed together. And I told her that inside of herself, a tremendous light, that it's very beautiful, very strong. I told her that that life is forever. And she should never be afraid. And then we prayed together. She with her eyes, with her soul, singing so loud, and me blinking away tears, the sweet, precious little child. What I'd like to share with you, Shelley in Hebrew means nine. The Shelley is nine. But for a Jew, there's a special meaning in the word nine. Because the Yud, Shelley, the Yud represents God. And we realize ultimately it is truly mine. Is God. What we truly have is given. What's truly great, we ultimately return. But even when we return, it's always silly, it always be mine. I want to speak to you about the miracle, and I deal with many, many parents with sick children. The sense of intervention, investigation, research, and love and care that I saw from Howard and Ruthie, I can promise you is extremely unusual. Not only the energy of their talents and intelligence, but they were telling the doctors what the protocol should be. Their doctors were wonderful. But more, it was a function of their love to hold on to what was theirs. I just want to say, I told Shelley, and she giggled when I was in the hospital last time. A real giggle. And I don't think it was the body. It was the laughter of his soul. And the strength that she knew very, very well. the essence of her being and our being. And I told her about looking at all her paintings, and it was very late at night when I was by the Vogue, and they insisted on bringing out every single piece of art that she had done. And not only did I not mind, I was so impressed that such a young person, child, could produce the colors and the images and the shapes. Unbelievable. But she knew that when she painted with her soul. She's ageless. When she produced music, she did that the notes of the neshama, which is beyond time. And when she laughed, and she smiled, and when she prayed, it was without light. And that light is forever. Nothing takes it away. Michelle, I'd just like to say that now that you're a part of the life of the eternal world, I still know that each person here says, Shelly, you're still a part that's mine, even though you belong to God. But the next time that we see the beauty of the sunset, and we see that it's more colorful than usual, because Shelly is adding in her hues, covers. And next time the sounds of nature produce the harmony of life, that Shelly's paintings look so nice. Shelly belongs to each one of us, and mostly to your parents, to your sisters, to your grandparents. But Shelly, you belong to God. It's been a privilege to know, to play with you, and your own way to sing with you, to laugh with you, and to see the beauty that you've produced in this world and that you'll produce in the world beyond. And to know that that beauty will be with each one of us and in God's world. Amen.